Red Thumb Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 60th Cork Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Kevin Allen, who is here with wonderful film, Under Milkwood. So thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
So let's talk about the film first, and I guess the best way to start it off is just if you could tell our listeners what the film is actually about.
Difficult to tell, you know, is what Under Milkwood is about, because it's such an unorthodox narrative structure, for a start. So what is it really about? It's just about a day in the life of a village, really, and it's... If I had to say it was really about something, it's about the innocence of man. I think that's what he was really getting at. Good and bad, light and dark, underwater, terra firma, happy, sad. It's a very strange, exotic fusion of prose, classic prose, and Dylan Thomas's classic poetry. And it's a sort of amalgamation of the two put into a form that was regarded as a radio play, put out as a radio play initially. I'm not sure that he just wanted it to be a radio play. It's just a great big lump of beautiful writing that I think is really out there to be whatever it wants to be honest. We decided to make a movie and that's what I wanted to do. I thought it was a great chance to take a piece of, you know, unorthodox work like this and make a movie out of it. That's what we tried to do.
You're really reimagining a lot of it as well. It's like, you know, It's not just going for the plain, straightforward representation of the text on the screen. It's also putting a distinctive style to it.
Yeah, I mean, you say reimagining. I mean, that phrase has been coined before. But really, what we're doing is imagining. We're just using the raw material. We took quite a long time developing a screenplay adaptation, i.e., deciding what pictures we were going to shoot. What music we were also going to write to accompany the text, and that was quite a long process, and we decided to make it a dream. Narratively, we could have made, you know, other choices, and other choices have been made in previous incarnations of the work, whether theatre, radio, previous film, or even opera. The first voice narration, which Reese Ifans plays, the first voice, along with Captain Cat, are one and the same. They're the same being, if you like. And the whole thing is a dream within a dream within a dream.
Yes, and that to me sounds quite complicated. I'm guessing it wouldn't have been easy to actually make come together, just in terms of actually shooting the film and editing it and just maybe the overall experience, including music to it. It's all just coming together into this big, big work.
Yeah, the whole thing was, you know, it's our normal process as filmmakers. There's nothing overly complicated about the piece. We were just very well prepped. I storyboarded as much as I could. It was dicey, I mean, leading up to shooting, because, you know, as they say, be careful what you wish for. You know, it's one thing having this thing in your head and developing it in your head and bringing in all your head of department elements, your designer, your DOP, your composer, etc., etc. And there was a point in pre-production when I thought, oh my God, what have we wished for here? And then there's another point where things start slotting into place, a bit like a jigsaw. And it was a really enjoyable, I wouldn't call it plain sailing, but it was problem-free filmmaking.
And in terms of the tone itself, actually, that you mentioned in the Q&A after the screening that some of it is quite cartoonish, so we had a lot of fun as well coming up.
Yeah, as I say, it's a mixture. It's a fusion of poetry and prose. The prose dialogue scenes where actors are acting a scene out, as opposed to the narration speaking poetry, even on the page, they're quite domesticated and quite bawdy, and that is an obvious juxtaposition between that stuff and the gravitas and the depth of the poetry. So, given the depth and the quality of the poetry, anyway, I really wanted to sort of match it with a subconscious, cartoony, highly animated, highly coloured Technicolor sort of feast. that could take the poetry, and that was a conscious decision. And I mean, I love it when some of our press gets that cartoony Carry On thing. It's like, yes, fantastic, that's what we were going for.
Yeah, it's very alive, I would say too. It just feels alive.
It's alive and liquid. We wanted it to keep moving and be common reaction we've been getting all summer with previews is that some people find it just too much on first sitting. It's sort of sensory overload, and well, that's music to my ears because I want them to see it again and again and again and again. That's why we feel it's a multimedia piece of work. It's gonna work in DVD, album, vinyl, online, digital, education. Get it back on the curriculum. It's got a 50. I did it as early. It used to be on the curriculum. Dylan Thomas is the most translated poet in the English language in the world, bar T.S. Eliot. That's how important a poet he is, and he should be back on the curriculum, especially in Wales.
Well, I agree with you on that. Actually, one of the thoughts that I had after the film was like, if I were to see this again, watch this again, I would pick up other things. And it's kind of like the text itself.
I still see new... rarely... I have to watch the film a lot, you could imagine. Festivals, premieres, blah, blah, blah. And usually, I introduce the film and nip off to the pub. But, I still enjoy watching this film because I'm still seeing and hearing stuff in a different kind of way, which, if that can translate to an audience experience, it's fantastic. I love it when they say, my God, I want to see it again. Great, I love that, because that means we can sell some DVDs.
Can you tell me a little bit about the cast and how you got the cast came together?
It was fairly straightforward. Reese was always on board. He was in my first movie, Twin Town. We've remained mates ever since, here and in LA. We always wanted to do something together. This seemed right. It's an Welsh actor's dream to play the Burton part. Big responsibility, tough, brave shoes to fill. So Reese was on board all along. Charlotte Church was my other sort of marquee name that just felt like the right casting. She's Polly Garter for me. All woman, the camera loves her. She sparkles on screen. And she's got a lovely intelligence about her that also comes across. And the rest, it's a huge ensemble piece, 40-odd main characters. They all had to be first language Welsh because we shot the movie in Welsh language as well. So that was a joy not to be hassled by the usual nightmare scenario of trying to jam in more box office names that don't really belong in the film. And that's what happens with a lot of small independent films that... their eyes are bigger than their belly, and financiers are just trying to ram more names in, and before you know it, the nature of your movies just can be ruined sometimes by names that just shouldn't be in your movie. Thank God I wasn't affected by that, because they just all had this great actors in Wales anyway, but they had to be bilingual, so that was that.
Yeah.
Problem sorted.
Tell me, when is the DVD going to be released?
The DVD will be released 5th of December. I think we're releasing at Rough Trade East. Rough Trade are coming in on the DVD thing. They've made it their, film of the year. We really wanted to come out before Christmas. This will just be the first DVD release. There's going to be more. We're going to be packaging it with the original book. We'll probably publish the screenplay with the original text, with the DVD. Then the album comes out, I think, February or March. That's going to come out on vinyl as well. So that's another sort of collector's piece. It's sort of multi-leveled in terms of... We have to keep this burning now over the next year.
Yeah. And actually, that's a great way to celebrate the genius of Dylan Thomas as well.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing it again, actually. So thank you very much joining us and talking to us about it.
Bye.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.